We're talking to our guest, Conrad Miller. And Conrad, you reached back to pull in some old favorites like Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
Center of My Joy, Richard Smallwood. Tell us about Amazing Grace first.
Okay. Well, let me step back to one of the main things about this particular project that sort of led to Amazing Grace and Center of My Joy being part of it. When Minister Ford and I were talking about the project and thinking about what we wanted it to be, what we wanted it to do, and it wasn't just conversations with Minister Ford, it was also conversations with the other members of my team, Al Edmondson from Edmondson Communication and Andrea Williams from Tahila Enterprises, who handles my marketing and PR. We were all talking about the fact that we wanted this project to be different. We didn't want all of the songs to be songs that I had penned myself. And so you see a variety of composers on this song, on this particular project. And Minister Ford himself contributed the title track, Keep Pressing. He contributed the current single, the first single off the CD, which is I Need You. And he contributed this arrangement, this is his arrangement of Amazing Grace. And so it's a beautiful, it's a huge, from an orchestral and arrangement standpoint, it's just a big song. He did some things there that you hear classical composers do. And so we had a lot of fun. We enjoyed laying down those tracks, because it is really a blessing to be able to sing that arrangement of his. Center of My Joy, from a sort of a similar angle, you know, Minister Ford has done, I believe, all of Richard Smallwood's, he's been a producer on all of Richard Smallwood's recordings going back to the 80s, if I have the timing right. And so one of the things that we thought about as we were planning and selecting material for the project, you know, we were saying maybe one of the things that I should do is a cover of, you know, a very well-known gospel song. And so we said, well, gosh, Minister Ford has produced all of Richard Smallwood's songs. How about if we cover one of Richard's songs? And it was actually Minister Ford's wife, Deb, who suggested Center of My Joy, which also happens to be one of my favorite Richard Smallwood songs.
Okay.
And so that's how that particular song became part of the project.
Now, we talked about, or you mentioned, I was going to ask you about this single, I Need You. How difficult was it to pick this single as your lead single, and tell us about that?
You know what, that's a good question, and there was a lot of thought that went into it. As I think about this CD and all the material on it, I think that Minister Ford and I and Al and Andrea all feel like there are probably five or six songs on this project that are strong enough to be singles, to be released to radio. And as we thought about that process, just from a business standpoint, a practicality standpoint, we said, okay, what's going on in radio right now, and how can we, sort of set ourselves apart and maybe be a little bit different? And if you look at at the songs that are the beautiful, inspirational, message-filled songs that are on the charts right now, the songs that I'm sure you're playing, a lot of them are slow.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are ballads. And so we said, well, you know, one of the things that maybe we want to do initially from this project is release something that's upbeat. It still carries a very, very positive message. It reminds people that regardless of where we are in life, we need the Lord in our life. That's really the key to the happiness and joy. We need him. And so Minister Ford penned that song, and as a team, we decided, let's release that. It's a good song, and it's a strong song. It's a powerful song with a powerful message. Let's release that as the lead single. And so, you know, that's sort of how we got to I Need You as the first song off the project.
Now, how would you like this project to be received?
I think I'll go back to what I was saying before, and that is that, I've said this, you know, to other radio personalities when I've been doing interviews. If this project can lift one person's spirit, can minister to one soul, can bring one person to Christ and help them through a crisis, then the project is a success. It's really, really all about ministering to God's people. This is not, even though there are business aspects to what we do in gospel music, it really is about spreading the word of God through music. And so I would like this project to be remembered as something that ministered to God's people. There are a number of different styles of songs on this project, and we did that on purpose because God's people are diverse, and different genres of, even within gospel, within the gospel genre, different gospel genres communicate, reach, and lift up different people. We respond differently to different types of music. And so we wanted a variety of styles on this project so that we could reach more people than we were blessed to reach with My Journey, which was much more in the traditional and quartet kind of vein. So this particular project has a little bit of a contemporary feel to it on some of the songs. There's still I Need You is gospel. It's quartet, has a quartet feel to it. There are ballads on the song, on the CD. There's one song which I penned on the CD, which is called Lift Your Voices, that is real throwback, contemporary, up-tempo R&B feeling. So there's something on this project from a style standpoint for everyone. And so we want everybody to remember the project from their own perspective.
There are a couple of songs also, I'm Living and Without Fail.
Uh-huh.
And you're introducing Jackie, is it Cordery?
Cordery, yeah.
Yeah, Jackie Cordery. Tell us about that.
I'll go back and reference something that I said earlier about the planning process for the project. And we said we wanted to have a variety of styles, and that included having multiple writers contributing to the project. Well, Sister Jackie Cordery is a young lady who has worked with Minister Ford before. She has written some songs for other projects that he has produced. And so as we thought about this, he thought that she would be a great addition from a composition standpoint. And I'll never forget, I think it was the second time that he and I got together, where we were beginning to, the whole purpose of that meeting was to begin to screen some material. And he had contacted her. He sent her a copy of My Journey so that she could hear my voice and get a sense of my style. And he said, you know, why don't you give us a couple of songs that might work for Conrad's next project? And she sent him these two songs. That's all she sent. She sent I'm Living and Without Fail. And I'll never forget sitting in the studio with Minister Ford, and he played just the very, it was like an embryo. It was not even the full song. It was just the chorus and a little bit of a draft of the first verse. It was what she was hearing in her mind and feeling in her spirit. And I tell you that just hearing that little bit of these two songs, I got chills.
Wow.
I knew that those were two songs that needed to be on the project. and they're both very strong songs. I love I'm Living because it talks about what we are supposed to be doing down here. We're supposed to be living so that we can live again for eternity in paradise with God and with His Son Jesus, and that's what that one's about. And without fail, just speaks to how God is always there for us, without fail. Two really nice songs, really beautiful songs, and I am so blessed to have been introduced to her and to her music, and to have her allow me to share a couple of her compositions on this project.
Our guest, Conrad Miller, the project's called Keep Pressing. Conrad, it's always enjoyable talking to you. Man, I could talk to you all night long because I'm always getting something inspirational from you, always learning something new from you.
Thank you.
Bless you, too. Now, how can folks get in touch with you? Facebook? Do you tweet? Or tell us about that.
We're on Facebook, and they can reach us through Twitter. I don't do a good job of the tweeting thing. That's a little bit too much of the new technology for me.
Okay.
I need to have my son, my 27-year-old, work with me on that. But you can reach me. You can communicate with me through social media, Facebook and Twitter. Your listeners can always get in touch with me. They go to my website, which is www.conradmillermusic.com. There's contact information. My phone number is on there, and I'd be happy to hear from your listeners. They can feel free to call me. My mailing address is on there. And if you wanted to order a copy of the project, one of the CDs, they can order it directly from me. That information is right there on the website, www.conradmillermusic.com. They can also, if they would prefer to download the project or just a few songs from the project, they can go to CD Baby, they can go to iTunes, they can go to Amazon and download or buy the entire project. All of the usual places online that you would go to get music, you can access this particular project. And for those folks who are real old school and would prefer to walk into a retail outlet and purchase the project, they can do that too. They can go to their local CD shop, and if it's not on the shelf, all of the distributors have it, and so they can request it, and they'll have it in the store within a couple of days. So however they want to get it, it's accessible.
It has been a pleasure talking to my homeboy. It's been a while, Conrad Miller, and always good to know that you're doing good. And we appreciate you just taking time for us, Conrad.
Well, the blessing is mine, my brother. It is just really, really good to be able to share a little bit of time with home folks from Taiwan.
Thanks so much. It is our guest, Conrad Miller. Don't forget, pick up the project. You can get him on Facebook, Twitter, the project. Keep pressing. Conrad, thanks for your time. May God continue to bless you.
And you as well, my brother.
Conrad Miller.